Welcome to Bias Breakdown. I'm your host, Kara Rucker. Conflicting reports over ICE operations. President Trump's crackdown on illegal immigration is underway with ICE agents already arresting thousands in week one. But how the media is reporting on ICE raids looks a lot different between outlets with a left and right political bias. That includes the media's perception of a recent ICE ride along, which included Dr. Phil. How ICE operations are being reported is the focus of today's bias breakdown. First, we'll take a look at a recent ICE raid Dr. Phil took part in. Then, look at the bigger picture of how ICE raids are largely being scrutinized by left-leaning outlets and praised as a success by right-leaning outlets. Phil's ride along with ICE agents and border czar Tom Homan in Chicago produced two different media narratives, some left-leaning outlets portraying it as a spectacle and right-leaning outlets portraying it as effective. Take the contrast in headlines between CNN with a left bias and Fox with a right bias. CNN highlighting the Illinois Attorney General's comments calling Dr. Phil's ride along ridiculous. And Fox News criticizing CNN pundits and local officials for attacking the ride along as a mockery. Other outlets took a similar approach, questioning Dr. Phil's presence on scene. The Chicago Tribune wrote, granting largely unrestricted access to a well-known television personality during high-stakes law enforcement encounters raises questions about the propriety of the operation. It also underscores the extent to which Trump, who parlayed his turn as a reality TV star into a political career powered by harsh rhetoric on illegal immigration, relies on spectacle and showmanship to convey his message. But news outlets on the right reported on Dr. Phil's ride along as a glimpse of transparency into how ICE operations are successfully rooting out migrants who have committed crimes. Fox News wrote Dr. Phil revealed on the show that he had to be briefed on extensive security protocols as part of the high-risk mission. This truly is a targeted ICE mission because they're not sweeping neighborhoods like people are trying to imply, he said. I know that because I've been involved heading into this. They've identified 270 high-value targets. And what I mean by that is that these are known criminals and terrorists. Breitbart, another news outlet on the right, wrote Dr. Phil also said that Tom Homan, border czar for President Trump, had clear objectives to detain criminals and shut down the United States border, as opposed to the common misconception of sweeping neighborhoods and rounding random Hispanics up for deportation. While Dr. Phil's presence being suitable during one of ICE's operations has been open to debate in the media, it isn't unusual for federal agencies to accept requests from media to do ride-alongs on certain operations. And while Dr. Phil has a history of reality TV and talk shows, he started his own news media company, Merritt Street Media, last year. Phil hasn't been the first to be granted this sort of access. Fox News reporter Bill Malugan was embedded with ICE agents during a bust in Boston, several days prior to Dr. Phil's ride-along in Chicago. And Kristi Noem, President Trump's Homeland Security Secretary, was also granted access by ICE for a ride-along during an operation in New York City. From Chicago to Boston and New York City, ICE is on the ground, conducting hundreds of arrests a day. And TV coverage of ICE operations in a broader scope, rather than just the one Dr. Phil shadowed, widely differs depending on the political lean of the network. Left-leaning news outlets like CNN and MSNBC are reporting on fears from within migrant communities over ICE raids, while news outlets on the right, like Fox News, are touting the removal of migrants with criminal records. Polls suggest the majority of both Democrats and Republicans believe the country's immigration system is broken. 88% of Americans polled by the New York Times support deporting migrants here illegally with criminal records. And a majority, 55%, support deporting all immigrants who are here illegally. Week one of President Trump's second term suggests immigration will be a top priority for the administration. And while controversies arise in the media, with left and right news outlets debating what constitutes the right or ethical way to carry out these deportations, operations are underway and just beginning. and that's your bias breakdown.